Mothers became increasingly aware of the gap between Sunbeam Band and their own societies. The second decade brought form to their thinking and increase to the WMU family. Young Woman's Auxiliary for Young Women, Girls' Auxiliary for Girls, the Order of Royal Ambassadors for Boys. These completed the family circle, that is, as far as women could go, for organizing their husbands and grown sons awaited male initiative and male leadership. In the 1920s, Woman's Missionary Union faced new days and began its first publication for young people, World Comrades for YWA, GA, RA, and Sunbeam Band, an impossible age span, but an improvement over having their programs in royal service. Also in the 20s, a whole new world opened up for the YWAs in the beginning of YWA Conference, called YWA Camp in those days, and fittingly so, for Ridgecrest was rugged as compared with the finished conference grounds of today. The 1930s brought The Window, a separate magazine for YWAs, leaving World Comrades just for GAs, RAs, and Sunbeam Bands. The 30s also brought a strengthening of the union's programs of mission study, stewardship, and personal service. The 40s brought the boys' magazine, Ambassador Life, also an enlargement and facelifting job to royal service, and brought Woman's Missionary Union to round out the first half of the century with its highest number of members involved in studying about missions, praying and giving for missions, and engaged in community missions. You who are here today remember the mid-century and have felt the velocity of change since. The very effective TV advertisement reminds us that the swish, swish of the old washing machine has given way to the smooth hum of the automatic. The horse and buggy combination, wonderful in its day, is a hazard on today's highways. But the jerky old washing machine and the horse and buggy paved the way for new days. New days in which we are living. While we claim to be caught up in the tempo of the times, we are really generators of it, hearing sounds of a new age. We are living in new days characterized by sounds never before vibrating against man's eardrums. By speed, in excess of that known even last year. By power, beyond man's comprehension. By comforts, heretofore unknown even in a queen's domain. Progress demands new ways. The techniques of washing and ironing, of canning and preserving, of heating and cooling our homes have changed, even as have the modes of communication and the vehicles of transportation. Just so, Woman's Missionary Union methods and techniques become outmoded as advance is made in educational approaches. We continually develop new ways for the unfolding new days, ways by which we can fulfill the purpose of Woman's Missionary Union, unchanged since its inception. Today we are working in nearly 25,000 churches, in small churches, large churches, middle-sized churches, in city churches, rural churches, and churches in villages, towns, and suburban areas. We are not only working in the churches, but we are working for the churches. Perhaps the slowdown in outreach of Southern Baptists in recent years has been good for us. We have paused to ask ourselves, what's wrong? Do our churches have the right type of program for this new day? Convention program was deemed a necessity. This is a process through which every convention agency is writing its historical and theological backgrounds, its philosophy, its purposes, in other words, its reasons for existence and its value in helping churches do their work. Long-range planning has been undertaken. As a result, we are developing new ways for new days, better ways which we believe will bring better days for Southern Baptists. Women's Missionary Union and the other educational organizations in the churches have recognized our obligation to interpret to our members the functions of the church and to point out to them the relationship of the various organizational programs to these functions. Consequently, long days and arduous effort have gone into the study of the functions of the church and into delineating the tasks by which each organization helps churches perform their functions. Keep in mind that Women's Missionary Union's tasks are church tasks. They are four in number, theological in background, true to our historic purpose, comprehensive in scope, and challenging in prospect. Our first task, teach missions, is a vital part of the church's teaching ministry. Missions is a specialized area of study, including the missionary message of the Bible, the progress of Christian missions, and contemporary missions. This teaching task helps keep church members aware that they have a responsibility not only for the people in the community served by the church, but also for the people of the whole world. Our second task, lead persons to participate in missions, grows out of the study program of WMU. To participate in missions is to be individually involved in the process of world redemption. Women's Missionary Union leads persons to pray for missions, to give to missions, and to minister and witness through mission action in the community. Task three is provide organization and leadership for special mission projects of the church. At times, a church may desire to step up its involvement in missions in a short-term project with church-wide participation. A familiar example is found in the weeks of prayer and the special mission offerings. Anytime a church undertakes these or other mission projects, Women's Missionary Union stands ready to provide organization and leadership. Task four is provide and interpret information regarding the work of the church and denomination. Women's Missionary Union has a responsibility to interpret the total program of the church to WMU members. WMU also serves as a channel of communication for the denomination in its total work. We labor together in our churches and in our denomination that the world might know our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Women's Missionary Union's organization is the tool, or we might say our WMU organizations are the tools we use in accomplishing our tasks for the church. We have recognized that we must provide for more flexibility in organization and more flexibility in programs to meet the needs of the churches. On the drawing board is familiar terminology in these days. While riding in a new jet, we read in the airline brochure that on the drawing board is a model that will make a museum piece of the craft we are enjoying at the moment. On the WMU drawing board, plans are being designed for our new day for all ages from Sunbeam Band up. For Sunbeam Band leadership, a brand new series of free leaflets, four in all, called Your Opportunity Leaflets. These will be helpful tools in pointing the way to making missionary education meaningful to children, birth through eight. Birth through eight is quite an age span, and for effective work, children must be divided into several groups. By the time a child is eight, he expresses forcefully his own likes and dislikes, and works best when in a separate group. We make special provision for him in the World Friends organization. A new leaflet, fresh with printer's ink, has been designed to interest eight-year-olds in the World Friends organization. This enlistment leaflet has photographs of boys and girls participating in activities which are challenging to them. And now for a look at something new for all WMU leaders. It's Leads for Leadership, a free lift-out pamphlet which will provide the initial information WMU officers and WMS chairmen will need in assuming positions of leadership. The pages in the pamphlet are to be lifted out and distributed to officers and chairmen. It is probably the young woman of YWA age who are the young women of YWA age who are more conscious of new days and more critical of outmoded ways than any age group. So the YWA department stays busy keeping up with and ahead of our rapidly changing times. There is a new simplified organizational plan for use in churches with limited YWA membership or limited prospects. This plan is really simplified. It can be used where there are only 3 young women enlisted. Coming off the drawing board this summer also is a free booklet of programs for a new young woman's auxiliary. 4 programs and guidance in understanding the purpose, the program, and the personnel of YWA, and the organization's plus qualities found in what we call YWA distinctives. Career Girls YWA has been off the drawing board for several years, but on the board is something new for this YWA group, the Career Girls Workshop, August 22-26, 1966. It's being planned for vacation time to be spent in delightful fellowship. In the serious session, these career girls will come to grips with the timely subject of communicating the Christian faith in today's world and with the timeless subject of Christian responsibility. Now looking again at all of WMU, unquestionably, the 5 mission action pamphlets are among the most exciting new WMU program pieces. They are rich resource pamphlets to be used in planning and carrying out a church's mission action. The term mission action is new, but the major concepts on which it is based are those known to WMU members in community missions. Even so, the fresh new term gives added dimensions for our day. Mission action is a church's organized effort to extend its ministry to persons of special need who for any reason are not immediate prospects for a church. Many groups require highly specialized ministries. Women's Missionary Union recognizes this and is stretching itself to guide its members to meet the needs of persons of special need. The 5 new pamphlets are only a beginning in providing resource materials for a church's mission action. They are how to discover need for mission action, how to minister in institutions, how to minister to international students, how to minister through juvenile rehabilitation, and how to work with language groups. Activity of a new age reminds us of GA members, so full of energy they seem to scream, action, action, action. Recognizing their need for challenging activity, a new plan for GA meetings will be introduced in October. The strong emphasis on mission information will be continued. Along with mission content will be ideas for planning and carrying out purposeful mission action. The strong feature of this new approach will be its flexibility, allowing an auxiliary to choose from a variety of suggested activities. No GA activity brings more commendation than the GA coronation service, when a congregation sees its own girls give testimony of their Christian development and their comprehension of mission. Every church should experience an annual GA coronation service. But every church cannot. There must be a GA organization before there can be a coronation service. There must be women willing to lead girls. The women need the support of a women's missionary society. In other words, there must be WMU work in a church for it to experience the blessing of a GA coronation service. Do you know in how many churches today there is no WMU work? In almost one in four. Wherever one such exists, there are three somewhere who could come to the rescue. Operation 100% is our effort to meet the need in these churches. Operation 100% means at least one WMU organization in every Baptist church. The objective may seem high, but the need demands that we think big. Though we believe in Woman's Missionary Union, this project is not undertaken to perpetuate our organization. Rather, it is designed to provide organizational framework in all churches for teaching missions and carrying out mission activities. Woman's Missionary Union, the state Woman's Missionary Unions, and associational WMUs will cooperate in making contact with every pastor in whose church there is no WMU work in the interest of starting work. Success of Operation 100% is largely dependent upon Woman's Missionary Society. Occasionally, WMU work in a church begins with one of the youth organizations, but generally women organize themselves for missions and then provide missionary education for their children. On the drawing board are more helps for WMS leadership. Beginning in October, Royal Service will carry an enlarged forecaster. Pages of this section will be the same size as other pages in the magazine, and therefore can carry more leadership helps. The Bible study lessons in Royal Service on the missionary message of the Bible have brought enthusiastic response. During 1965-66, the studies will begin with Joshua and go through Malachi. We are happy that the August issue of Royal Service will be sent to every pastor in the convention. Section are based on two key ideas, correlation and coordination. Words for a decade on the lips of Southern Baptists. Today they are being heard clearly by convention agencies responsible for assisting the churches with their work. And churches can see evidence of these two concepts in church programming. In simple terms, these two words suggest that all parts of the church's total program must fit together in a unified whole. Each part must complement and supplement every other part. Each part, vital unto itself, is fulfilled as an integral part of the whole. An example is the church program guidebook. This is a tool to help a church use its resources to do its most important work. The guidebook can help a church decide what it needs to do in a given period of time and to assign responsibility to the organizations best equipped to do it. Here again, the parts will fit together into a carefully designed whole. They will be correlated. The Life and Work curriculum is one of our best examples of correlation. It will be a comprehensive church curriculum jointly planned by Sunday School, WMU, Brotherhood, the Music Ministry, and Training Union, and available to churches in October 1966. This emblem represents the special features of the Life and Work curriculum. The church roof and spire show that it is a church curriculum. Five diamond-shaped figures represent the curriculums of the Sunday School, Brotherhood, Woman's Missionary Union, Music Ministry, and Training Union. Each curriculum is distinctive, yet all are correlated and support each other. The circle indicates the scope of the curriculum. The words life and work speak for the relationship of the curriculum to the life and work of Christ, the head of the church, and to a Christian's life and work through his church. But concepts, however sound, are not enough. Tools, however well designed, are ineffective unless they are used. The key to correlation and coordination in a church is the church council. Each member of the church council must believe in the concepts and use available tools to put them into practice. For the council itself is a prime example of the correlating principle. A WMU president serves on the council with the interest of the whole church uppermost. She leads the WMU and the church to contribute its share to the total work of the church in proper relationship to all other organizations. Sounds and symbols of change. Is change something to be feared? Is it something to be resisted? No. Changes are to be enjoyed and utilized. Dr. Joseph Nordenhaug, General Secretary of the Baptist World Alliance, says it thrills him that God has enough confidence in him to allow him to live and serve him in these wonderful new days. With faith in our Master and our lives anchored in our churches, let us thank God for the privilege of carrying out our missionary education tasks in our churches, changeless tasks in a changing world.
Will you turn to number 26 in your songbook? Number 26. We will stand and we will sing. The church is one foundation. Let us stand and let us sing.